Yeah, CKUT Funding Drive. We Funk here with you for just about another hour. Donations are coming in. We got more thank yous to send out. Big shout out to Scott, who just called in, made a donation over the phone. He wanted to send a shout out to Frey. And shout out to Ricky D. He called in at the beginning of the show. He's listening. I want to let people know that he's got the Jadakiss show 29th of November at Belmont. Go check that out at rickydevents.com. And we got Duke Eden here with us.
Yes, sir.
I saw you gesturing over there.
You saw that?
I saw that. Yeah, and so, for people that just listen to We Funk, perhaps streaming off a website or whatever, you might not be aware that CKUT has probably about 100 other shows throughout the week. Basically, every second of the week, there's a radio show going on, and as a college station, it spans the whole spectrum. But if you like We Funk, there's a whole bunch of hip-hop and funk-related shows that some of which go back a long time, talking about Weekend Groove, Funky Revolutions, Acid Work, Ill Groove Garden, and Butcher T's Noontime Cuts.
My older brother, my big brother.
That was your setup, man. So, Duke, do you want to talk about, you've been around CKT and Montreal radio for probably longer than I have, because I'm an immigrant here. So, what's the importance of CKT and folks like Butcher T, like in Montreal?
Well, look, here. You see, listen to mainstream radio today, okay? Not that it's mechanics are vastly different than it was, let's say, in the 70s or 80s. It's always been to play top 40 music and very popular music. But growing up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, like I did, you could listen to top 40 radio, and it could be a song by a 20-year-old, by a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old, and a 50-year-old, all on the charts, all competing and given that diversity. Turn on mainstream radio today, and you don't hear anything that interests anybody older than 17. Okay? I mean, I'm dead serious. I look at the artists that they play in rotation. I mean, it's and that's great, because that serves its function. But what people hear here, when you listen to a show like Butcher T's Noontime Cuts, I'm listening to Butcher T today, and he played Rolls Royce, I Want to Get Next to You, from the Car Wash soundtrack. He played that brand new 50 Cent and Too Short joint, very, very funky. And then played Prince's cover version of Bonnie Raitt's I Can't Make You Love Me. You will not hear those succession of songs anywhere else, unless they're doing what CKUT does. I grew up as a kid being a big fan of the station. When I started working at K103 and then eventually became program director, now I was in competition with CKUT, okay? And my job and my goal at the time was to try and steal everybody from CKUT and bring them to K103.
How did that work out?
Believe it or not, man, we were in the works to bring masses at work to K103. I offered them everything. And I'll tell you something about Ken Dog and Mike Mission. They were very firm about what they were doing here and very proud and very dedicated. And we came this close, but they decided that they couldn't forsake the sacred thing they do here every Saturday night. So then eventually when I left K103, now it was cool to be cool with CKT again, right? Filling in for you guys. We had the opportunity to do that a few months ago. We had a lot of fun filling in for We Funk and filling in for Butch and doing all that sort of stuff. It really is Montreal's voice for what you won't hear anywhere else. And I remember speaking to my uncle, talking about CKUT back in the 60s, and back in the 1960s, it served the same function as well. Playing the stuff that you wouldn't hear necessarily on CKGM or, CFCF radio or whatnot. So there's been a long-standing tradition with what CKUT represents, and anybody will tell you college radio dictates what mainstream radio is going to do tomorrow. What they're doing tomorrow is what we were doing here yesterday. And especially what you guys do here do. And I mean, there's a lot of great shows here. And of course, Butcher T, that's my brother, right? That's my older brother. I'm his little brother. I'm his disciple. But We Funk is something special in itself, because outside of just playing great music, it's also a history lesson. It's also a musical lesson. And the fact that it comes in the hip-hop age, in the hip-hop era, it serves another function to show people where a lot of the stuff comes from. I mean, you can take any kid and have them sit down and listen to any one of your shows any given day, any given Friday, and he's going to hear the original sample of something he was listening to at some point. So that's where that comes from.
I mean, that's the essence right there. Right. I mean, that's a connection. That's where Static and I kind of forged this show, on that connection between the roots, you know, the funk and the soul, the jazz and the hip hop.
Yeah.
Next generation.
Very unique. Not to mention, after I'd already been a fan of your show for a couple of years, and I know I've told this story a million times, but I like to continue to tell it. I was down at online at Prince.org, which is the biggest Prince fan site, and the people up there were just loving what you guys were doing. And I said, look at that. I said, these guys are Prince.org at this point. And, you know, it just goes to show that people are not just recognizing the work and the contributions that you guys make here, but you guys have an international impact as well. And I mean, you know, your co-host is out in BC right now, well, Mexico right now, right, doing this thing. And I mean, you guys still bring it.
Yeah, still connected.
You know, and it just never ceases to amaze me, the impact that you guys have. And I learn something every week. You know, I learned something like, wow, I didn't know that. Isn't that so? It's always, even for me, it's always a thrill to tune in every Friday.
And it's true what you said, like, you know, Ken Dog and Mike Mission, like that kind of loyalty to CKT. What I love about CKT is that we have this home for, you know, the music that we love, which is, you know, eclectic in some ways, it's deep in some ways, it's wide, you know, there's a lot of stations where it wouldn't be a good fit. But right here, like, we have a nurturing kind of environment, we have a foundation that's let us, you know, spread what we do around the world, and that's amazing, that's well worth supporting.
There's also something very spiritual about what you guys do. You'll play a song sometimes. I mean, you'll play an old Bobby Bird track, or, what was that track? Unwind Yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Marvin.
And it's not just that. There's a lot of, electrons and energy that enters the mind upon sound and hearing things. And you'll play something that, you know, I was listening to when I was 4 or 5 years old. And as I'm listening to it, I know this is going to sound spooky and everything, but it's not meant to be. I can transport myself back in time, you know, and I can smell what was going on around me then. I can remember what people were wearing. And so you actually transport people back in time with some of this music. And literally, like, I've heard songs and it took me back to 1974. And that's a great experience. You know, you're just driving in a car and all of a sudden you're back in 1973, 1975. And it's like, wow. So, you know, music does have that type of impact. And when you guys are playing the sort of stuff that you have here, I don't know if Britney Spears being played on the radio 20 years from now will have the same impact on, you know, wow, I can remember where I was when I heard, you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time, or whatever it was.
Maybe.
But, you know,
but when you give me some James Brown, though.
You know what I mean? When you guys drop some James or some Bobby Bird or some Joe Tex or some Pig Beat Markham or whatever, I'm actually back there. And that's a wonderful experience, because that's like reliving a great moment of your past. It's very organic, and it's very electric when that sort of thing happens.
Well, you're getting me in the mood for some funk.
Yes, sir.
Some Alvin Cash coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Some Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, like some, and some Kool and the Gang, nice classic coming up next. Keep it locked in. Please make your donation, 514-907-9424, if you're feeling what we're doing. CKT.ca. You can log in and make your donation online. Please do. And stick with us. We got another hour of this coming at you.